back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we jump into this comic book review, I want to ask you a favor. Subscribe to the channel, man. Go ahead, it's free. Doesn't cost anything. Helps out a lot. We can do a lot more videos like this. Pandering's over. Looky, looky. Comic booky. Been waiting on this one, man. Been waiting on this one. Last Ronin, number 3. The first one kind of caught people by surprise. I don't think they printed enough of them. They went into multiple printings of number 1 and number 2. Great story. It's kind of a post, you know, if you've seen the number 1 and number 2 review, it's on our channel here. It's like a post-apocalyptic Ninja Turtles deal. I can probably tell you this without it being a spoiler now, because 1 and 2 have been out for over a month. There's one turtle left. Uno. How do you say turtle in Spanish? I don't know. Uno Turtle. And it's Mikey. Yeah. It's not happy-go-lucky Mikey like from, you know, the Nickelodeon cartoons or, you know, any of the earlier comic books. You know, he's seen not only Splinter, who he considers his father, dying, his three brothers, you know, Raph, Leo, and Donatello, also gone. Pretty much everybody who was his friend or who knows him, they're gone. He's the sole survivor. This gives a little more backstory on that. Also, if you've read 1 and 2 or watched the reviews, you know New York City's kind of walled off. Oroku Hiroto, who is got a long lineage of bad dudes in his line. His mother was Karai. His grandfather is Shredder, Sakai, Oroku Saki. So, and then, you know, he's taking up the mantle, and he's probably more effective and brutal than both of them put together. His mom, she's still alive, but she's kind of being kept alive in an iron lung type deal. This one, it starts right out into, you know, a little bit of backstory. You know, when Hiroto takes over the Foot Clan. And then, you know, it does a little backstory. And, you know, Hiroto was supposedly calling for a truce. He wanted to meet with them all, but it was kind of a setup. So that's how they took out all those guys, including Casey Joe. In this story, Casey and April are a couple. They had a kid, Casey Marie, and she's just as much a badass as Casey. So, you know, like in the first two, Mikey gets to the point where he's just like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to take out Hiroto. He is, you know, he needs to be taken out. He's ruling the city with an iron glove, and he's got a little bit of a revenge bone to pick with him for killing all his family. Okay, Mikey, and in the aftermath of that betrayal, I guess you would call it, April sets up shop, and that's when she, you know, they find her in the wreckage, take her to the hospital. She lost an arm and a leg, and they also found out she was pregnant. That's how, you know, Casey Marie came in. So she goes down to the sewer lair, and you find out, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't want spoilers for this, turn it off now, because I'm going to give you, there's no way to really tell you any more about the story without spoilers. At least I can't. I've never been good at that. So, yeah, here come the spoilers, guys. They go down to the lair, and you find out that, in this character, little obscure Ninja Turtle character, do you see that picture right there? I don't know if that showed up well or up here. Fugitoid. Mr. Honeycutt, who was a scientist, and Baxter Stockman, another scientist. Fugitoid kind of sided with Turtles, and Baxter Stockman sided with Splinter. Baxter was behind the tech part of getting them through all their defenses. And Fugitoid is, you know, basically, you know, Fugitoid finally told Baxter, he said, hey, I won't let you take me. If it gets down to it, I will just self-destruct before I let you enslave me again. So Baxter's like, yeah, well, if I can't have you, nobody can. Boop, push button, boom. Boom. Blew up the whole street, and that's what killed Casey and the other three turtles, and did a pretty good number on Fugitoid. You come to find out, you know, and they tell you, they show you all this backstory because Mikey walks into April's lab, and you see Fugitoid's head there. And he's like, what the heck? You know, why do you have that? And she says, well, I've been studying him for the past 10 years. It looks like everything's intact. I think I can power him back up. And he's like, well, let's do it. He can help us. And she's like, you know, I think Baxter used him to track us last time and, you know, cut through all our firewalls. They kind of used Fugitoid without him knowing it. So she's hesitant to power him back up. So, I mean, I can understand that because she lost quite a bit also. Then you go to Hiroto. He, you know, he's wanting to take over. Casey's and April's daughter, Casey Marie, is wanting to help them take over. She's pretty much, she can take care of her own. And she's got a gang of followers up there. So, and she comes down and tells April, hey, Mom, we got to do something because stuff's going down up on the surface. We need to do something. So they kind of make the decision that, yeah, we should probably turn on Fugitoid and get him to help us. But she wanted to show Mikey something else. So she walks him down the another part of the sewer lair. And I'm sure you guys remember the turtle van. The brightly colored yellow and green turtle van with all the cool stuff on it. I compare this new, I'm going to call it the new turtle van. It's kind of like comparing the 66 Batmobile to the Tumbler, the Bat Tumbler. Because this thing is just, boom, it is all armored up, ready for war. We haven't seen the inside yet. But, you know, she says, I think I would have done Donatello proud. And, you know, he was their tech dude. So I'm sure there's some surprises inside there we will see. So that is, and then, it, you know, that's after she shows him, that's the end. That is my review for Last Ronin number 3. I'm saying, if you haven't subscribed to this yet, dude, what are you waiting on? Good stuff. Turtles are always good. This is a really dark version of the turtle. This is kind of like I would say Christopher Nolan's version of the turtles. It's really dark, and I like it. They're bringing back a lot of the old characters. I mean, we've already seen, you know, we got April, you know, who they've shown Casey in there. They've mentioned Shredder and Karai, and now we got the two big scientists. You got Baxter Stockman. And this was pre-human fly Baxter. I guess they haven't changed him to a fly yet. So you got Baxter, and you've got Dr. Honeycutt, who is also Fugitoid. I like that one. That was very obscure. A lot of people don't know who Fugitoid is. The ones I'm waiting for, are you going to show Bebop and Rocksteady? Are they still around? I'd like to see what happened to them. If Mikey's still alive, they should be still alive, maybe. There's been no mention of them at all. Let's see if they're going to mention any of the other older characters, you know, Old Hob or Leatherneck, any of those guys. I love that fan service, even if it's just mentioning them by name. I love that. It's really cool. So, Last Ronin. I know this is going to be a mini-series. I don't remember how many is going to be in it. But, they do have an ending in mind for it, in sight. So you're not going to break the bank forever, because these are a little more expensive, you know, $8.99. But they are thicker. They're almost trade paperback size, like a thin trade paperback. Good quality cardboard covers, glossy finish, and a great story, man. Great. Kevin Eastman killing it with his story. I guess him and, I don't know if Peter had anything to do with it. He's mentioned down here, so probably. It's a story they had for a while and kind of sat on, lost, forgot, refound, and now they're bringing it to us. And we thank you so much for this story. Pick it up. Subscribe. It's great. That's my review of Last Ronin. issue 3. If you like that video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe to the channel. It helps with the metrics a lot, and we can do a lot more videos like this for you guys. While you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.